Welcome back to the 92nd Annual FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Pete Emmons with On Track Consulting, along with Ag Media Concerns Group, and we are bringing you behind-the-scenes info of this outstanding premier ag event. Well, right now, I am very pleased to have with me my very special guest, Michelle Sullivan. And Michelle is the Senior Team Leader of Service for FFA. Hey, Michelle, great to see you again.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Well, welcome. And I told you this before the last couple of years. I love your job title. What a fun. And again, I'm so sorry. I apologize in advance. I left my rake, my shovel, and my paintbrush in Ohio. I am so sorry.
Oh, darn it.
But anyways. I know that this is the kickoff day for the National Days of Service. How many years now for the National Days of Service in the convention?
So it will be 15 years this year that we've offered the National Days of Service event. It'll be my 13th participating and my 11th hosting. So it's been around for a little while.
You see service in your sleep.
I do. Absolutely. Everywhere. It is everywhere.
And, yes. And it doesn't escape you.
No.
Not a single day, right?
No, sir.
Well, excellent. Well, I said this to you before last year, but I don't know in terms of awareness of John Q. Public really knowing how critical and what an integral piece community service and giving back to the community is a part of the leadership development for the FFA members. Speak to that a little.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the last line of our motto is living to serve. It's a very fundamental leadership principle that is woven into everything that we do at National FFA, from the events that we are hosting, kind of like here at National Convention with 70,000 plus students, all the way down to the local level. And so what we know is that our members do an amazing job providing service in their communities. And so at National FFA, we provide them with opportunities and resources to support that service. And it comes in a couple different forms. One is community service, which is fantastic. Normally a one-day event, and we provide funding for that. So every month, chapters can apply for up to $400 to host a community service event in their community. And then we also offer a year-long grant for $3,000 and $1,200 for semester-long grants. And then these amazing chapters get back to us and tell us their impacts and what good things that they're doing to help inspire others.
So inspire us by sharing a couple of great examples of a couple of projects that were done this year.
Sure, absolutely. So we are really fortunate this year. We brought a fabulous chapter called Clarksdale. They're actually here this week helping us host some student and teacher workshops. These young people identified a need in their community, which is something I've never heard of before. But evidently there was a large, where they live is a very large pocket of poverty. And it became aware, they actually did some surveys on needs. And what became aware is that there was a large amount of young people who actually did not have beds to sleep in. They were sleeping on the floor. And so this FFA chapter started to build bunk beds. They worked with community partners who donated the mattresses and some additional like bed clothes and things of that nature. But now they start, what they start off just in their own backyard, they're now partnering and teaching other chapters. They're sharing their blueprints because that was part of that learning is it tied to the classroom. They were in a drafting class. And so these young people were designing the beds and then building the beds and then distributing the beds.
And I'm sure across the country and other areas economically where there's challenges, that a project, sharing a project like that to an FFA chapter in that location could have profound positive effects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen a lot of interest in that. So it's kind of picked up. And we like to highlight those unique ideas because it's not the typical service project that you might think of from an FFA chapter. We know that we are very strong when it comes to hunger, health, and nutrition focus area. Our young people have amazing skills with gardening or raising protein sources, eggs, chickens, swine, etc. So we know we do that really well, but this bed approach still fell within that hunger, health, and nutrition because they were providing people in their community a healthy sleeping environment.
A safer environment,
yeah.
Very and really enhancing their quality of life.
Absolutely.
It would affect them every single day, too. So
yes, sir.
What a great example that is. Now, here we are, National Days of Service just kicked off today, correct?
Oh, kicked off Monday.
I'm so sorry, because you're the officers first doing it. I forgot.
Yes, yes. So National Days of Service, we're really fortunate. So this year we grew in size. So we have a little over 2,600 youth that are participating with us. And so Monday is our delegate day of service. And that our delegates really provide the direction for where FFA is going. They help us identify areas that we need to be focusing on. These young people tend to be college age students. So that was our Monday. And then Thursday and Friday is open to all members. And we have kids coming from the Virgin Islands, Rhode Island. It's lovely that you can see such diverse geographical areas represented at the Days of Service.
And when they're engaged in service in those groups, I imagine being mixed, you've got that interaction between the chapters from around the country where they're sharing as they're doing and making that difference. So it's a win-win-win.
It is absolutely. That's probably one of my favorite things is when you can sit there and watch these young people from different parts of the country talking about what needs are in their community. And they realize that while we might be very different, we're also very similar, that we're all facing a lot of the similar issues and challenges.
It is definitely there. Right now, Michelle, we do want to do a special shout out to all of our show partners who are making all of our broadcasts here at the 92nd Convention possible this year. We'd like a very special shout out to the Iowa Agribusiness Network, Radio Network, Clinton County, Iowa Farm Bureau, Culver's Restaurant of Marysville, Ohio, Liberty National Bank of Marysville, UT's Farm Market of Plain City, Ohio, Holbrook and Mentor CPAs of Central Ohio, Joey Hanley, Ameriprise Financial Agent, Walnut Crossing Assisted Living and Memory Care of Marysville, Ohio, 1 Mile East Show Goats of Iowa, the Ohio Farm Bureau of Union, Delaware and Madison Counties, the Union County, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Union County, Ohio Ag Association. Your patronage and support of all of our show partners is truly appreciated, and we salute you also for your commitment to the FFA program as well. Well, Michelle, we were just talking about the National Days of Service here at the convention. Now, it seems to me that you have a wide variety of different sites. If I looked up, I thought you said like 17 or 18 different locations.
We have 17 this year, which is great because we grew from previous years. But it was also nice that we had some that came back. So our new sites tended to be parks and recreation. So we invited and now work with Carmel Clay and Hamilton County Parks, which we're really excited about because we hadn't had that opportunity in the past. We brought back some people. So Big Car Collaborative, which is an artisan community here in Indianapolis, is actually housed in, I'd say, a historical dairy building. So you can still, if you go beneath I call it the catacombs of the building. Uh-huh. You can actually see where they brought in the cattle for the cows for milking. So we have everything from a therapeutic riding center to help those individuals with special needs.
Leaner's Food Pantry, again, that's been a mainstay, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had two of our programs that have been with us since the inception. One of them is Leaner's Food Bank. They actually engage about 800 of our members each year. In service. And then the other one is Maple Lawn Farmstead. It is a historical farmstead up in Zionsville, and they have been with us since the inception. So our young people have actually helped to restore a historical farmstead in the last 15 years.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What's the feedback that you have received from the various community agencies that you provided that service to?
Yeah, it's always wonderful to hear that we were able to help them do improvements or any type of work that they would not have been able to do because they just seriously don't have the manpower.
And I would think that the financial part of it would come into play, so that there's an economic difference maker right there as well, right?
There actually is. So this year we're going to, I said, engage, let's just say 2,600 volunteers. They're going to volunteer 7,800 hours over the 3 days of National Days of Service. And the economic impact to the 17 host committees is over $198,000 worth of impact. So the economic impact of what our young people are doing is really almost immeasurable.
Wow. Now, a little bit bigger this year than last year. Yeah. When you look at your goals for the year ahead, and I know you're already planning for next year and beyond, Are you thinking of that's about the level that you want to keep this program at right now, managing it with the resources, or are you looking at growing it a little bit or exponentially or what? And yeah. I'm sure there's other agencies out there that other agencies are talking. It's like, wow, did you hear about this and this? That you right. Do you have the situation where there's other agencies that want to be part of that and you're having to make some hard choices?
We actually were really fortunate that we had 17 very solid applications because it's an application process. We need to make sure that they're truly engaging our young people and they're teaching them skills or providing them with project ideas that they can take back to their community. So it is competitive. We were really fortunate that we had 17 incredibly solid and appropriate applications. But from a growth standpoint, our growth goal is to grow by 500 every year. I say that. Our new program manager, Daniel Bergler, would like to grow it by 1,000 every year. So, you know, as long as we can find the funding to make that happen, I would grow it as large as I could.
Absolutely. And you can't get enough community service, but it's a matter of balancing
yes.
active budget and resources
yes.
do enter into that major yes. part of
absolutely.
The
company.
There is part of that equation
yes.
With it. So lots of great service going on. And I'm sure we could take another half hour and we could, the feedback that I bet you have received from chapters must be truly amazing. I talked earlier to some people today, first time at the convention that we're going to be doing the Days of Service. And of all the things that I talked to them about, I have to tell you, that was right at the very top of the
aww,
list.
That's so excellent.
You know that. So,
I appreciate that. The young people always, I will tell you, and I guess they call this a humble brag, but during convention, when we open the registration process, the National Days of Service is the very first thing that is ever filled. And so we normally complete all of our slots that are available within an hour.
I was going to say, you pre-register, delegations pre-register the spots, but now it's on spot, or how are you doing?
Yeah, so when we open the registration process, delegates and states register for their Monday slots. And then the rest of our membership tries to get into those Thursday and Friday time frames. And we just are we're a popular thing to do. And I love that because I think the young people that are coming here want to give back to our host site community. They want to leave a lasting positive impact on Indianapolis.
And that speaks volume. When we talk about leadership and we talk about civic citizenship.
Yes.
These are the kind of messages that John Q. Public really needs to hear and really need to see in terms of that happening too. So
absolutely. One of the things that we do strive for at National FFA is helping to develop, obviously, leaders through the lens of agriculture. But we also want to develop servant leaders. We want people to understand how they connect with their community and that their time and talent is valuable when it is given freely.
Understand. Absolutely. Now, when you're not at the convention mm-hmm. and you're doing throughout the year, we talked earlier in the interview about some of the really innovative things that were being carried out. What is the biggest challenge that you see out there that the local chapters are dealing right now when it comes to community service? Is it additional buy-in from other
yes.
resources or other agencies that want to be part of it? Or is it monetary? Or what is it?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. We see a little bit of everything. I would say probably one of the biggest hurdles for our chapters is to find some funding, and that's why we offer those grant opportunities. But also they need to, one of the challenges is identifying strong community partners that they can engage in a really authentic way. And honestly, the biggest hurdle from a service standpoint is taking action. We're all really good at planning, but that biggest hurdle is making that first step into actually putting that plan into place.
It's one thing to have the other idea. It's the second thing to implement. There,
exactly.
There are a few steps in between there.
Yes, a few, a
couple. Don't miss it. Just happen like click.
That
right?
would be lovely,
that would
yes.
That would be awesome. So if local chapter wants mm-hmm. more information about other types of special service opportunities and resources, I know you are always available. You
yes.
get back and provide that support. What's the best contact for you or for your department?
Sure. So I'm really fortunate to work with an amazing team of four other individuals. So to reach out to my team and ask them questions, please email us at L as in Larry, T as in Tom, S as in Steve, at ffa.org, or you can always find out about our opportunities at ffa.org www.ffa.org/livingtoserve. On that site, you'll find information about our grant opportunities, as well as our new Living to Serve chapter challenge that we are launching here at convention.
Outstanding. Hey, a closing comment that you want to put out there to our listeners about the community service component in FFA.
I would just want everybody to know that we have a group of young people that are changing the world right now. And I know that you'll often hear, you know, we are growing, nurturing, and promoting the development of young people to be the future change makers. But we have young people that are in our communities making changes right now. Agriculture and FFA is more than just production. It is science. It is engineering. It is mathematical. It has something, marketing. It has something for everybody. So I would just want to say that FFA is an inclusive organization and invite people to join us.
Across the board opportunities to grow your professional expertise and explore ag careers as well and hone your leadership skills all in the same organization.
Yes, sir.
Michelle Sullivan, Community Services Team Leader, Senior Leader. And again, what a title you have.
I know, it's a mouthful.
Wow, but it's a great one. Thank you so much for all that you do, first of all, to the FFA organization for making such a positive difference and for coordination of this Days of Service. I can only imagine the thousands of details that go into putting this together. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Outstanding. Thank you for having me again. Always a joy.
Michelle, my pleasure. We'd also like to do a very special shout out to all of our show partners that make this program possible and all of our broadcasts here possible. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, Clinton County Iowa Farm Bureau, Culver's Restaurant of Marysville, Ohio, Liberty National Bank of Marysville, UT's Farm Market of Plain City, Ohio, Hobart Commander CPAs of Central Ohio, Joey Hanley, America Prize Financial Agent, Walnut Crossing, Assisted Living and Memory Care of Marysville, Ohio, 1 Mile East Show Goats of Iowa, the Ohio Farm Bureau of Union, Delaware and Madison Counties, Union County, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Union County, Ohio Ag Association. Your support and patronage is truly appreciated. Well, join us again through the iowaagnet.com site as we continue to follow and provide with you behind-the-scenes information about this year's 92nd Annual FFA Convention. Until the next time, this is Pete Emmons saying, make it an agri-great day.